Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
This is A Wild and Mindful Mess, Season 3, Episode 9, I think. You know, and if it's wrong, it'll say the right episode on the episode title. So who knows? So what are we talking about today?
Cigs.
Cigs. Sex.
Cigs. I've never seen it on like TikTok where they say segs instead of sex.
Yeah. We don't have to do that on this here podcast. Okay. So we're talking about sex and what? Okay. So let's just talk about what you were talking about earlier.
But I want to know what people are doing because I'm nosy. You don't ever wonder, like, you don't. Okay. So I have this thing where when you might need to cut this part out, whenever I know somebody, whenever they tell me a story or something, I always like at some point think about how they have sex. Okay. It's just like this thing for me. I don't really know why I'm that way, but I don't know. It's like in my head, but I also will like make up people's stories. Like when I'm out somewhere or out to dinner, like I'll make up like their whole life story. Like, or like, I'll be like, oh, I bet he's an accountant, or I bet he's, you know, like stuff like that. Not like this whole drawn out story, but you know, like things across the time frame of their life.
Okay.
So I think it's just like part of me, I guess. I don't know. But there's other people like this, Elise. Don't act like you've never thought that.
I've never thought what it's like when someone is having sex.
Yeah.
No.
You're lying. You are lying right now.
I'm not.
You've never
lying.
Been like, you've never had like a friend, an unpalatable person talk about sex and you're like, ugh, I bet. I bet that is terrible.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. First of all, my friends are all gorgeous, so it can't be a friend. So if someone was unpalatable, it would be someone I was talking to that I didn't really know that well.
Or if they're very vanilla, like if they're a very vanilla person.
Oh, yeah.
If they're very boring. You've never thought like, I bet sex with them is just bleh.
No, I mean, I feel though like my girlfriends and I are very open and candid about sex. Not super graphic like like that, but just kind of generally speaking, like how much sex we have, or, you know, if say I tell a sex story,
tell us a sex story right now.
I'm not going to tell a sex story right now. I think my ex-mother-in-law listens to this sometimes.
My mom listens. So,
oh God, no, mom, no, sorry.
Hey, Nellie, we love you.
I'm not. She's like,
oh, I talk to her. I talk to her like this. It's fine.
Okay.
I like, well, what I'll do is if it's like a questionable thing, I'll like randomly ask it to her. You know how I randomly ask you questions? Like I'll do it to her and see her reaction in text. That way either she mentally prepares herself for it when she hears it on the podcast. So it's like, this isn't the first time I've heard that, you know, like the shock factor's gone, or she'll just be like, ugh, Kaylin, you need the Lord.
I can see her saying that for sure. Sometimes I need to say that to you. The but most random shit too. You will ask me the most random shit. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it that a guy cooks? What? And this is like random as shit. Like I want to say it was just like a random Saturday morning or Sunday morning. You text me that and I was like, I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive must a man be for you? Like, oh my gosh.
Okay, that all brings it back around to clearly I'm just nosy. Like, I just need to know what y'all got going on. Like I'm just like interested in your life. I don't know.
It's like, I'm just like, what? This is just a random question, huh? And she'll be like, yup. Like, just generally speaking. I mean, I guess if you were to set me up with dudes, you would at this point know every single thing that I would want or whatever was a deal breaker.
and that you don't have to cook. Men do not have to cook to be with Elise. She doesn't give a damn if you cook. I think you gave me like a 3 or a 2.
I think it was a 4. You know what? He doesn't have to cook, but I would like it if he could like grill some steaks on a grill.
I need you to wash the damn dishes.
Yeah.
Please just wash the dishes.
Yeah.
That is so attractive to me. Like if you can clean, like doing things like that is attractive to me.
It's yeah. Weird. I mean, essentially what I want is a partner who like is an equal, who's like, I live here. I make messes. I get dirty my clothes and use dishes. So I'm going to do it because there, what?
Do they live there though? Like, I'm not always convinced Marcus lives in the same house as me because the man can't find anything. And it's not because I move it. It's because he truly doesn't know. Like, so I, the worst.
Lord. Most
but he'll do the dishes. Shit.
Well, that's good. I've seen him do the dishes.
Yes.
He I've does seen him the cook dishes. For himself too.
It was ramen, Elise. He cooked ramen. Remember, it was like the sauce in the ramen.
Yes, but he also cooked Everly breakfast.
Oh, well, congratulations, Marcus.
He doesn't even listen to this. He doesn't even listen to this.
I think he does.
Does he?
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. You never told me he does. He never said to me, like, I like your podcast.
That is true. You know, he's never said that to me either, but I think he listens. I don't know. I don't care.
Jesus. Okay.
Anyway,
so sex. Now, you're just wondering in general.
Well, I asked a couple of my friends, like, what sex was like before they were married. Mm. Versus after they were married, because there was an extreme shift for me because I was married after I got pregnant. So I was big, huge, and unattractive for the first part of our marriage. And then I was psycho afterwards. So it's like, can I say that it's marriage that did that? Did a child do it? Or was it my mental instability that did that? Or was my husband just raggedy? Like, whose fault was it really? Like, where did all of this cause a change? Am I the only one? But I'm not. So that made me feel better. And I do like the fact that I can always be like, ask people personal questions and then be like, it's for the podcast. it's not for my arsenal of like random information to have on people.
Yeah.
But they all said that they also had a difference, except for one friend who she's weird though. That's why. So this friend actually, fun fact, took nude photos with her cat. This is what I learned this week, with her cat for $100. It's Chelsea. The look on your face is so funny. But she said that her sex life actually got better after marriage.
I was going to say, after the naked pictures with the cat.
I learned that tonight when I asked her about the sex. So, yes, she did that for $100.
For who?
For herself. For some random photographer guy.
He paid her?
He paid her $100 to be naked with her cat on her chest.
When was this?
She said she was 18 or 19. So she's clearly an odd individual. So can we really trust her sex statistic is what my point was. I told her I was going to say this, by the way.
So she knows her talk. I don't have to cut this out.
Yeah, no. No. She told me to like make sure your reaction was up here and that you'd probably be like, that makes sense.
I'm just trying to understand the whole of it. Like, this guy went up to her and he was like, Hey, Chelsea, would you take $100 to take naked pictures with a cat? And she was like,
sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. $100. I would have done it for 50.
I would do that right now for $100. And I don't even have a cat.
Why?
Why not?
Like, why?
I mean, it's like $100 for me to lay there. I don't even have to pick out an outfit for like acting 4 minutes.
Acting like you need $100. Stop. You would do it for free just because.
You might be right. Just to say that I did it, I might would. Like, is it harmful? Maybe. Do the benefits outweigh the risk? Like, is it worth the story to tell? Maybe. Right?
Think I mean, it. I think my sister and I always had like a 15, was it $15? Like a $15 cutoff for a joke. So like, you know, you can't spend more than $15 on a joke or it's just too expensive and not that funny.
But you're tempted.
I am not tempted to take, first of all, I would never take naked pictures. Second of all, I wouldn't do them with a cat. That's so.
Who's her cat?
Does she have the pictures?
She said that she set it as her Facebook profile picture just to piss her boyfriend off at the time, but she doesn't have it anymore.
Damn it. I kind of want to see at least
I
one.
I do too. That's what I said. I was like, this is very interesting. And
how do you not have them anymore? What happened to them?
Because she didn't see into the future. Like I just told you about a good story to tell. Like, yeah, bitch, you better come with receipts, girl.
Yeah,
she doesn't remember this time in her life, I'm sure.
But what I don't understand is like, at no point, I don't think I would ever lose naked pictures of myself with a cat.
Oh no, I don't know that she ever had hard copies. There's truly no telling.
She didn't even get the hard copy. Oh my God. You know, they're on some weird, like,
oh, I know.
Just like his spank bank?
Probably.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I mean, maybe anyway. She's the one who started OnlyFans.
Maybe. Do you guys remember Brandon, the biggest douchebag ever?
I remember Brandon.
Yeah, he's the one that blocked me. I really want to send him one of those anonymous STD checks. The ones that say, like, you know, a former partner of yours has an STD. You gotta
shit. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes. And I want to send it to him. I still have his number, thank God, but I want to send it to him. And I have more beef with my ex-husband, but God love it. I want to send one to Brandon because he's a fucking dick.
Oh, we're going to send it. I did not know that existed.
Mm-hmm. That's it's like anonymous through a website. So that way, like, because he has me blocked, you know, it won't come through my phone, and he won't think it's me because we never had sex, but at least for a little while, he will freak out.
Nobody is having sex with him.
Nobody. I mean, see? I don't even know how he has sex with himself.
See. You just imagined it. You said that you didn't ever envision someone having sex, but you do. You lied. I told you.
Okay. Here's the difference. I don't just meet someone. I'm not like, hey, nice to meet you. And then immediately imagine them having sex. I will. If you talk about them having sex, of course.
Oh, like I said, you do that.
Anyway, I'm going to do that to him. And I can't
back
wait.
To us. So everyone said that their sex life decreased. One of my friends said that she's just super touched out by the end of the day, like because she's with her kid all day and she's like, just don't touch me. For me, it's time. Like me and my husband used to work the same nights at the same place. You know, we had the same exact schedules. And unless the girls were here, we didn't have kids. And when they were here, we've had a significant amount of time together at work and on our off days when they're not in school, that it just seemed fine. Like it wasn't like a deprivation phase. I didn't feel like, but after having Everly, we just aren't on the same schedule and we do not have the time. And we sacrifice that time for sleep. Like I just have less time. It's not the touching that bothers me. It's the time that I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's different for everybody. I think some people it's the touching. For me, it was partially the touching. And then going deeper in everything, it was a gajillion things until it didn't feel good anymore.
You just didn't like, you didn't like him as a person. And yes. Then your body didn't like him either.
Yes. My body said, My body said no. My mind said yes. So everything was consensual. Please don't ever think that I'm not saying anything was consensual. It did. I did. But in my heart, I didn't want it. So it didn't feel good.
Yeah.
But I mean, my mouth said yes.
Your heart.
My heart said no.
Did you just say my mouth said? Wait.
My mouth said yes. What? What?
Like, I wonder how many people get married quickly and then they just don't like each other after they're married. So then their marriage fault, like, was never really great anyway. So then that sexual, that non-existent sex just eliminates it because now you are physically, completely physically unattracted to them. So now you're like, ugh, I don't even like who they are.
It could be that. It could be a number of things. I think the biggest thing that I've heard is that the men aren't really, they don't, what's the word I'm looking for? They like, it's an emotional thing for a woman. So a man who doesn't help out, a man who doesn't see his wife anymore, and takes her for granted and la la la, she doesn't want to have sex with him anymore. And then he gets pissed off because she doesn't want to have sex anymore. And it's a big cycle when all he has to do is really say like, thank you, darling. You look beautiful today. Can I help you with the dishes? Can I do the dishes? So the small things that men can do that will turn a woman on, or say, I want to bang my husband tonight, but that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen a lot in some marriages. I'm not saying all, but I think that's the biggest problem that I've heard. As much as it's the no touching thing, it's really just a woman feels loved emotionally, and that intimacy emotionally, and with talking and doing things, and men feel intimacy by sex. And when the man is not giving the woman that kind of intimacy, she is not giving him the intimacy that he needs. And she's not doing it on purpose. It's just, you don't get turned on. You're tired and you're getting resentful. And then there you go.
I agree, because I was married before, and we didn't have kids, and our first, like, there were no stepchildren, there were no biological children, and I became completely repulsed by him. Like, didn't want to see him, didn't want to hear him, because he was a hateful person, and he was very manipulative and abusive. So I was disgusted by his very existence. And because of that, I would be offended if he ever during that time thought that I would have had sex with him. Like, can you be sexually attracted to someone that you're not physically attracted to? Or you're not physically attracted to them, but you're intellectually attracted to them, or whatever.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. I don't know.
I can, or could, because, and it ended in a marriage. Like, I married this guy because I was attracted to his intelligence, which wasn't really just manipulation and narcissism, but whatever, same difference, right? But like, I was attracted to that, and I was not physically attracted to him at all until I got to know him. And then I was more physically attracted to him. It was really weird.
For me, I've always been a personality type of person. So if you have a phenomenal personality and you make me laugh and I have great conversations with you, your attraction immediately goes up to me.
Yeah.
Just like if I saw a guy that was hot as fuck and just a dick, absolutely not. He'd be like a two to me.
Or they're just not there. Like,
yeah. Or dumb. Yeah. I have an issue with idiots. I don't like a guy that can't decipher between there and there, or your and your, like, or have just a plain old conversation with me. So I don't know. But anyway, regardless, the issues that I had were because I had asked my husband at the time, I said, this is what I need. I need for you to be like, you look really pretty when I make it a point to put makeup on and put my hair up or do my hair and get dressed nice, whatever. And I need to be hugged when I cry. And, you know, little things like that, or be told, mm-hmm. I love you. Just say, I love you. And those are the things that I need. And right. I told him that, and I would not get them at all. So why would I want to have sex with someone that can't give me something that's so easy to give?
But did you have this before you were married? Like, is marriage what flipped the switch, or was it a kid, or?
It's hard to remember, before we were married, before we had a kid. Yeah. But you and I had this conversation the other day about like, you know who you're married, so you shouldn't be fucking surprised. You know, marriage doesn't change a person. A kid does not change a person.
Right. So it changes your priorities. It does. It changes your, like, my priorities have changed now, but it didn't change. My marriage didn't hit hard places because of my child. No, my marriage hit hard places because of our priorities. For me, mm-hmm. with a kid. So my priorities are different because it's not all about my husband anymore.
Yeah. I can't begin to like even delve into what it was with us. Like, mm-hmm. it was so complicated and so like layer upon layer upon layer.
And then I wonder, like, the people who say that like their sex has gotten better since they've been married, like, I would really be curious to know the ages, or if they have kids, how long they've been married, like how long they dated. Like, I need some hard facts, because
I have a friend that is like that. Their sex life is better now. Kids are not super old. They're
right
kind of in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I would say they're in their 40s.
Mm-hmm. And they've just grown together. Like, I feel like a lot of couples do that. Like, they grow together, which is really good. And mm-hmm. it's really nice when you can grow together without getting fucked up in order to grow. But I feel like a lot of us don't ever experience that part. But I mean, it's really nice for your marriage to become enriched because you and your partner grew through life together. Like, that's, yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. Marriage is tough. It really is. Priorities change, you change. I think everybody has, you know, different reasons or different kinds of marriages. And some people aren't huge, you know, fans of sex to begin with. And some like it all the time. I would have told you that I would have been fine never having had sex again.
After really?
Marriage. Yeah. I was like, I don't need it. I don't need sex. And then the first time I had sex after we split, turns out I really like sex.
Yeah.
I just didn't know, but I would have looked you dead straight in the eyes and said, I don't care. I will never have sex again. And that is not an issue.
Sex is really important I feel like it's important in relationships, like that intimacy. I will say that intimacy. I don't know that sex is what is most important. It is for us, we had a very sexual relationship before we were married, or before we had Everly, and then we didn't. And our marriage hit a lot of bumps along the way. But I really feel like us having less sex played a big role in that, because that wasn't who we were. There's other people who said that their sex is better now that they're married, even if they have kids. Like, one of my mm-hmm. friends said it. I think it just depends on that phase of your relationship you are. Like, being and I don't know that it's so much sex, but like that same level of intimacy that is sexual to people.
But it's so important, I feel. I mean, maybe not, like I said, important to everybody. Say you have two people that don't really care about sex.
But our therapist says that physical sex is not necessary to have a successful marriage or relationship. Blew my mind because that's
what's emotional sex?
Like just having intimate conversations and being interested in that other person for who they are and their feelings.
What man
and their
would
emotions.
Be okay with that? What man?
I don't know. I'm not okay with that. Like I was like, I mean, but like you said, there's certain people who don't like sex. Like
there are, and those are the ones that are fine. You know, I think it's fine. And I think it's fine and normal. If someone just doesn't want sex, period, there's nothing wrong with you. If that's just who you are, or
if that doesn't, if that's not intimate to you, like physical touch isn't always intimate. So I think that's the point he was trying to make. So you have to have some level of intimacy in a relationship in order for it to work.
Yes, I agree. You know, I agree. And I think you just have to put your relationship as a priority, especially when priorities change throughout life, kids, jobs, you know, whatever, but always make it a priority. In my marriage, I was not a priority at all. And I said that numerous times. I'd be like, I feel like I don't even land in the top 10. That plays a part too. Why you don't want to have sex. I mean, talking about this makes me happy that I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that they're all like that either. Like this is just, do you think that people should, do you think people should lead with sex in a relationship, or do you think it should wait?
I don't know. You're talking to someone who never, ever had sex on a first date until I split with my husband. Yeah. Never.
Oh, on a first date?
Yeah, on a first date. Yeah. So I would have said, yes, that's how I was. But then I realized, like, I remember having a conversation with my friend. It was like, this is my choice. Like, it's not something like, oh, I shouldn't do it because of this and that. I shouldn't do it because, you know, a man would think that I'm easy, and I shouldn't do it because of this, and I shouldn't do it. But I really was going to stop myself. And then I said, like, no, I wanted, this is my choice. And I felt very empowered. And then we had sex and it was fantastic. And I'm happy that I did it. I do not regret that. There's a few I regret, let me tell you, but that was not one of them. So when I feel it, I do it. So I don't know if they should leave with sex or not. I say, if you feel it, you feel it. If someone likes you and wants to be with you, they're going to like you, want to be with you regardless.
Even if sex is bad?
No, I just mean like if you decide to or not to, like you should never say to yourself, I'm not going to have sex with him because he's not going to like me. Well, if he doesn't like you because this or that, then he's not the person for you, walk away. But if you want to get off before you do, go ahead, girl. That's how I feel. So, yeah. So there you have it. We didn't really clear up any.
No.
But
other than some people have more sex, some people have less. So everyone except for two people told me that they had less sex. The quality of sex has not changed. It is better.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I hope it would be because you know your partner's body.
Yeah. All of it. Everyone said that it was better.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I found that very interesting actually, because you know, the perception that people have, like the misconception or the stereotype that follows marriage is like, oh, it's just a phase, or, you know, it gets played out, it gets old. You get a lot of miles on those tires and you trade it in, whatever. And I think that that is completely untrue. Like, you just married someone that you're not compatible with, if that's how you feel. Like,
yeah,
agreed. It should be better, but I'm glad that everyone said that. Like, it made me feel hopeful.
Yeah, it should be. They know your body and you feel more comfortable. Like, that was hard for me, going from being comfortable with someone to being like, oh shit, they're going to see me naked. This is very uncomfortable.
I don't even like my husband to see me naked right now.
I agreed. Well, I don't want your husband to see me naked either, but I mean, in general, I don't want anybody to see me naked.
Like, I don't know that there's ever been a time since me and him have been together that I was like confident in front of him naked.
Yeah. And you know what else is weird for me? I don't like undressing in front of a dude.
Oh, that is so weird.
It's so weird.
Stop watching me like peel my too tight clothes off my body.
Yes. Everything when it pops out.
Yeah.
And then you're like bending over some weird way and like your fat rolls are like in a weird position. You just look so unattractive. So,
or when you're sitting and taking your pants off and like you lean over and all your cellulite squishes together. Yes. And I'm just like, stop looking at me.
I know.
The worst is taking off my bra though.
Yes.
And they're like, bloop.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss them when they were up here. I was actually thinking the other day, like, I should save up for like a breast lift. All right, folks. Well, that's that. I hope you were entertained because we really didn't answer any fucking questions for you. We just
answered my question.
I guess we didn't really talk about much except for Chelsea and her naked cat pictures.
No, my question was, what are people doing these days about sex?
Taking naked cat pictures.
That was when she was like a teenager. Or no, she was 19.
Yeah, then she's like, guess what I did for Christmas?
That's going to be her Christmas card. I swear to God, if I find this picture on some website.
You should look. You should. Why don't you?
Oh, I am. Don't you worry.
Naked pictures with women with cats. Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, folks, don't forget to rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, please. That means a lot to us. Have a wonderful Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. If you don't, have a wonderful winter break. And if you don't get a winter break, well, have a great week. So we're signing off. Have a blessed week. What?
Have a blessed week.
Have a sure. Have a blessed week. Have a positive manifesting week. Let's all positively manifest. Anyway, all right. Goodbye for another week. And then we will be back, back and better than ever. I might even move it to season 4.
Can we call it blessed?
No.
Bye.